from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Parkinson Spiegel. Yeah. Sounds like the law firm you call when you get a parking ticket.
Afternoons on the Score.
Houston Rockets lose forward Mario Elie for 2 months after he broke his wrist attempting a dump. A dunk.
We've had some odd comparisons on the show today.
That is amazing. That's one of the all-timers from the old archives. There's a reason Chris Tannehill is the GOAT. It's Mario Elie. It's a terrible way to get hurt.
It's not great. Yeah.
Frankly. What part of his body did he hurt? I forget.
Houston Rockets lose forward Mario Elie for 2 months after he broke his wrist attempting a dump.
I mean.
A dunk.
And so, is that a wiping accident? Is that where it's a wrist issue? You know, I don't. That's uncomfortable.
What's the guy's last name? Tanny and Soprano?
Mario Elie.
Gigi, who dies taking it on the Pichadul. It's terrible. It's a terrible way to go. He was the captain of Ralphie's crew, and it just became too much stress for him to bear. It's not good. So that's all right. So
didn't Elvis die on the toilet too? Do I have that right?
I think so.
Peter Hansen nodding.
He's from Elvis's generation. 20-year-old, confidently.
Was that the courtesy nod?
Don't undermine Peter. He was just talking to me about Dr. Strangelove during the break.
Okay. Oh,
he's
really?
Like, yeah. Oh, he's an old soul a little bit here.
So. Yeah, I go way back.
Yeah. Are you sure about the Elvis and the toilet thing? Do you know that?
100% confident.
Wow. That's what I like. Even if you're not. Don't give us 96% confident. That has Shep 0% COVID concern traits in you. And he had a long storied career here.
I'm Googling famous people who died on the toilet. Yes, Elvis Presley. Catherine the Great had a stroke on the toilet. Oh, Lenny Bruce. That's too bad.
Oh, that's the one that's too bad?
Yeah. I feel worse about Lenny Bruce than
Catherine the Good.
Yeah, and Elvis.
And Elvis. Frankly. Okay.
Elvis Costello, maybe I'd be interested, but he's alive.
Yes.
Don't go to the toilet, Elvis Costello. Don't do it.
Is he?
Elvis Costello?
Peter.
Yeah, are you trying to kill off Elvis Costello? How dare you? No, he's doing just fine.
Are you saying this because Tributosaurus hasn't become him yet?
Oh, no, we have.
Oh, okay.
And I'd love to do Elvis Costello again. That's
only 69 years young.
Incredible catalog of music. Brilliant songwriter.
Okay.
And I hope he doesn't go to the toilet anytime soon. He's tested.
I hope he goes on a regular schedule. And then it's easy for him.
That's a very kind wish.
That's my wish.
That's not shared enough as a salutation. Hey, good to see you. You know what? I hope you.
I hope you're regular. God bless you. I hope you're regular.
I wish you regularity.
I wish you regularity.
That's absolutely true. That's a beautiful, beautiful wish.
Yeah.
The band Dawes has a song I really love called All Your
Favorite.
Dawes.
Oh, Dawes.
Dawes.
Sorry.
Song I really love called All Your Favorite Bands. And the wish is, may all your favorite bands stay together. Which is a lovely, kind wish.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
That is really nice.
So, but I'll put that up. I'll put yours up there. I hope you're regular.
It's a super old person thing to say, but it works.
How you doing? Oh, I wish you regular.
I wish you regular.
Have a good day.
Now, this is going to be, as your rational thought provider, this is going to hit you as very irrational.
Okay.
Are you ready for this thought that I have today?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
This puts more pressure on Caleb Williams.
Oh, God.
Dude,
it really does.
Dude, the Bulls,
the whole town.
The Bulls are apparently, they're not going to call it a tank, but they are taking an intentional step backwards and losing assets for nothing or pennies on the dollar. And they're going to try to sell us to that as progress because they've chosen a direction. Some people will be more excited about that than others. Obviously, we have no real power. The Cubs are hurtling towards selling. We'll get into some detail at 5 o'clock on what that may or may not actually look like. But clearly, this is a very disappointing, underwhelming Cubs experience. White Sox, historically bad. And the Blackhawks have made some exciting moves and had the pick. And I've been informed from the kind folks over at Circa that their Stanley Cup odds have improved because of all these moves to 225-1, down from 325-1. So it's still a ways away from the Blackhawks to being competitive. Ooh, boy, does this town need a 4-0 September out of Caleb.
I agree with that. Needs that. And August is going to be welcomed. August football is going to be welcomed like maybe never before. Certainly, it's going to be welcomed more than any year since the year after Double Doink, when everybody was hopeful that the next level was about to be ascended to. I agree that there.
But in a weird way, this Bulls thing. Like honestly, man, we need a good team in this town.
Well, but
we really need a good team.
This is why I say good moment as opposed to bad moment. What we're watching here, because I personally am much more inclined to want to watch a young team led by Coby White to see if Patrick Williams is going to get a little better, see if there's any meat on the Josh Giddey bone, to see if it's something we really want to extend and stick around with, to see what the local kid Matas Buzelis has, you know, in his game. I am much more inclined right now to tell you I'm interested in the first month of Bulls basketball than if I were going to watch the retread bunch give it another shot to try and get into the first round of the playoffs. I am much more inclined to pay attention to this, even if it gets worse from here on out.
I agree with that. Like, I'm not going to disagree with that. But there's going to then be, we're going to have to recalibrate again on putting up numbers on a bad team in an NBA regular season when you haven't been paid. And I know Patrick Williams just got paid and all that, but like that can lead to a lot of bad analysis.
I understand, but at least in terms of Coby, and I think it'll, you know, I'm hoping it ends up this is Coby White's team, and we're watching that for a while, and we're seeing Coby take to it. I think we've seen Coby in some big moments against Cleveland, in Cleveland, right? We've seen Coby enough against a decent team here or there to know that progress that we see from him is going to be something that we can believe in. In terms of being a superstar, no, not necessarily. But in terms of progress, hell yeah. We know Io can compete at a very high level. So, you know, there are certain folks we're going to believe in. And then the others we're going to see. Yeah, Josh Giddey might be a guy who's decent on a bad team. And as soon as a team gets good, like it did in Oklahoma City, they want to get rid of Josh Giddey. You know, he might be that guy.
Yeah, he might be. And I don't think that I don't think he is. I think that Josh Giddey has a lot of skills and some upside and all of that. It's just it's hard for me to embrace that, man, because Coby White is an exciting piece, but it'd be a lot, and I know this is a bad point, but like it'd be a lot easier to embrace a bad team when you have Wembanyama. Or if you have the number one pick.
For sure.
Or if you have a bunch of assets even. You know, like The Thunder went into this whole process a couple of years ago, and it was like, oh, okay, they've got a million picks and a great executive who had proven that he could spot Harden and Westbrook and Durant and other guys in drafts. And it's like, okay, we trust our executive, we trust our assets, let's see what he can build. This time it's like, we don't really have great assets, and we don't really trust management. And we certainly don't trust ownership. Mm-hmm. And the best thing that they can build around is a scoring, undersized guard. That's starting with nothing in NBA. That's basically nothing. Like Io, I like him. Coby White, I like him. Mm-hmm. Patrick Williams, fine. But they're in a very, very bleak situation. And I just don't want to overstate it because they're finally going to be different. I really do think it's going to be a long, long road for the Bulls. You missed it last week, buddy. Peter Hansen?
Yeah.
Voice of an Angel.
I heard he sang.
He sang. So he's retained the 440 segment. Peter's Ponderings returns next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.